This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he implored thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his reelection loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with 5 people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his 4-year term as the U.S. leader. The House vote branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case, and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated. Trump released a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment, but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol and pleaded for calm. The mayor of Washington, D.C. said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has taken a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Members of the World Health Organization expert team tasked with investigating the origins of the pandemic arrived in Wuhan, China, Thursday, where the first human coronavirus cases were found. They are expected to stay until early or mid-February. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and promoting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from the outside. Hong Kong media report: police Thursday arrested a lawyer and 10 other people on suspicion of helping 12 pro-democracy activists try to flee the city. The fresh wave of arrests came a week after 55 activists were apprehended in the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed a new national security law last June. The clampdown has intensified concerns that Beijing is asserting more control over the city and breaking its promise that Hong Kong will maintain separate civil rights and political systems for 50 years from the handover from Britain in 1997. The World Health Organization's emergencies chief warned Wednesday the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least for the first few months. Mike Ryan said it is important to learn from what has worked and not worked in every country to fight the virus in all aspects, public communication, science, governance, and find the best combinations of all that learning. Ryan said except for Southeast Asia, all regions of the world have shown increases in infections over the past week. The U.S. state of California announcing that all residents over the age of 65 would be eligible for coronavirus vaccine. The move prioritizes the elderly over emergency workers and teachers. Meanwhile, the governors of the state of Ohio and Arizona urging teachers to be vaccinated to facilitate reopening schools. The stepped-up efforts to get people vaccinated comes as the U.S. set another single day record in COVID-19 deaths Tuesday with 4,327, based on information from Johns Hopkins University. And finally, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says 2 cases of coronavirus with the United Kingdom variant have been reported in New York City. Blasio urging the federal government to ban travel from the UK, saying he has proof positive the variant was brought into the city via travel. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.